For today's edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I talked to Randy West with Way Off Broadway. He's the artistic director and also director of Annie Get Your Gun, which opened this past weekend.
We opened the summer with a very successful version of Miss Saigon, and the second show of the summer is the Iowa premiere of the new revival of Annie Get Your Gun. Annie Get Your Gun is a classic piece of musical theater, originally and still with a score by Irving Berlin, but the original book had gotten a little creaky, and also it's written back in the late 40s, and the references to Native Americans were a little insensitive, and so in 1999, they had Peter Stone, who's a current playwright, do a rewrite of Annie Get Your Gun, which makes it a play within a play set in the Buffalo Bill Wild West show, and it tightened the book and made all of the references to Native Americans politically correct, and was originally redone for Bernadette Peters, who won the Tony as Annie, and then it was redone again with Reba McEntire as Annie, and she also won the Tony. So this is the first chance that I was going to get to see this new version of Annie Get Your Gun.
Who do you have playing the parts in this?
Well, actually, David Malis, who is a dear friend of WOB. David and I met quite a few years ago. He was a Metropolitan Opera star, leading male at the Met for 10 years. When we did our South Pacific here about 3 summers ago, David sang Emile Debec in that South Pacific. And he also was here when we opened the Sondheim Center with headliners such as Len Carreyrou and Liz Callaway, and David was one of the people that we brought in for the opening gala for the Sondheim Center. So it's great to get him back to sing Frank Butler. And then Ryan Gaffney, who's been with our company since we founded, who now resides up in Chicago, he's down playing Tommy, the song and dance knife thrower. And then Tyrone Martin, who's played many roles for us over the past 4 or 5 years, is back playing Buffalo Bill for us. So whole group of people that our fans and our audience are going to want to see. And then also we have a whole group of really talented interns from all over the United States. And this time we're actually international. We have an intern from Japan and an intern from Taiwan that's spending the summer with us doing musical theater. And Jenna Murphy from Branson is playing Annie Oakley for us, and she's terrifically talented. And I'm directing, and Chaz Williams-Lee is musically directing. He's doing musically directing the whole summer. And we have David Marquez in from New York, who is choreographing, and David is a terrific talent. He choreographed Tom Sawyer on Broadway. He was in the original production of Kiss of the Spider Woman. He choreographs all over the world, and it's a thrill for us to have a choreographer of his caliber in staging the musical numbers. So it's a big body, fun, rip-roaring, Wild West singing Annie Get Your Gun event, and we're just really excited to get to share it with Iowa.
Now, when did you bring these people together, and when did you guys start running through lines and practicing for this?
You know, it's a little crazy doing summer stock, but we actually put this whole show from beginning to end is only 9 days. We will have had 9 days of rehearsal before we open on Friday. So, but we do work all day. I mean, it's all we do is spend our time getting ready to do the next musical. And so we basically have the week in between the 2-week run. While we were still doing Miss Saigon, we began learning the music to Annie Get Your Gun. And then in terms of the actual staging and the choreography, we started last Tuesday. So it'll be a week that we've been working on it tomorrow, and tomorrow we actually go into our first technical rehearsals in the Sondheim Center, and we open this Friday. So it's a very intense program, but it's a professional and professional program where we are mentoring these really talented young people in how professional musical theater goes together, and then working them in and around truly gifted professionals so that they hopefully jump up and their potential grows very quickly. And as I said, we couldn't be happier with the group of interns that we have this summer. It's a terrific group of people that are really gifted at singing and dancing and acting. So big, full company. We also have a group of local kids that are in the show, and some really talented local people in the ensemble. So it's just a big, fun Wild West musical. Most people know, I mean, Doing What Comes Naturally, The Girl That I Marry, There's No Business Like Show Business. Almost every song in this show is something that is out of the American song book, and it's certainly considered Irving Berlin's classic of all the musicals for which he wrote both music and lyrics.
Well, wrapping up here, where can people find a schedule, or can you just go over that now?
Sure. We open this Friday, and we play, which is the 19th, and we play Friday and Saturday at 7:30, and then we play at 2 on Sunday, and then we're back next week, Thursday through Saturday, all at 7:30, and we close on that Sunday matinee at 2. The Friday night performance next week, which is on the 26th, is also the night when the Ragbriar is in Fairfield. So that should be a full night of a whole bunch of bicyclists and a lot of activities, and Annie, Get Your Gun, all on Friday the 26th.
That was my conversation with Randy West, Way Off Broadway artistic director and director of Annie, Get Your Gun, their latest production. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.